Welcome to the season one of the TS Network Daytime Show.
Yes, sir. It's Dedayo Adeleye stretching and yawning and wishing you a good morning. Right now, you're about listening to the one and only show in the land. And just like Uncle Charles Bruce would always start by saying, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. And that's Proverbs 4:23. This is the Teens Network Daytime Show on radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped, so you could hold me. But this child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let a day go, can't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life.
You know, we don't have to share the same views on what I'm about to share with you today. You know, we don't have to all be on the same page. I mean, literally, I cannot force you to share the same values as mine. But I'm imploring to your sense of reasoning to give ears to what I'm about to share with you today. You know, I try not to be judgmental, mainly because, you know, I often find myself in the same boat with most of you out there, you know. Because I bet you, man, I'm guilty of the crime of not appreciating my creator for the miracles of life and the gifts he's gifted me with day after day. You know, man, that's a little bit bad, man. Not even a simple word of thanks to him in the morning, man, that's not good. But be it as it may, what differs me from others is that I don't fail to reference God for everything I have. My life, my gifts, and everything that makes me, I acknowledge him for that. A few days ago, I was heading straight home, and it was the best opportunity for me to have my me time, and the Holy Spirit dropped something in my subconsciousness. It said to me, you know, do you know that God owns whatever gift is gifted every human being with? Definitely, my response was yes. But I bet you, I sit up when I heard that. You know, my thought that very moment was, and I think this is right here, is about to prove something to me. So I better keep quiet and let him have the floor. So he proceeded. He said, you know, a gift from God to every mankind is like an attachment that exceeds 25 MB in your Gmail box. And the Holy Spirit, my inner thought when I heard that was, you know, when I think the Holy Spirit must be powerful to know that I use a Gmail account. And please listen to this closely. Right after you were created and born by a parent, God himself decided to mail you an attachment. He didn't copy anybody else. He didn't blind copy anybody else. The mail was sent directly to you. Your parents weren't even copying in the mail. Not even your brother, not even your sister. See, don't get me wrong. With God's help, truly, your parents give you life. And that's huge. But guess what? No matter how much time your parents spend in the presence of God, you know, trying to find out what your mission or gift on the earth is about, boy, girl, they ain't getting nothing. They ain't going to get the full meal. Well, you know, God could at least give a clue, maybe. But I ain't claiming to know how God thinks. But I bet you the clue will be as a detailed information in your mailbox. No. Because you know why? You alone have the password to the mailbox. The mail has your name on it. And if you don't know that yet, your gift is heavy. I've got a lot of gifts from God, so has you. And aside of being blessed with good looks, he's blessed me with the gift to breathe, the gift to see, the gift to talk, the gift to walk, the gift to move my hand, the gift to sleep, the gift to wake, the gift to think within seconds. Come on. Are you about to compare all that gift to a 2 MB file or 25 MB file, like for real? Huh? It's huge. And that's why you won't find another me out there. And let's educate ourselves a little bit. Sending a file that exceeds 25 MB will automatically transfer the attachment to your Google Drive. And guess what? The same thing happened when God sent you that huge gift in your mail. So you on the receiving end will get the mail as a link to access the file in God's Google Drive. Some people don't know that, which is why some people don't understand that God owns their gift. And of every good talent and gift you see out there, well, I bet you to do your finding. It's linked directly back to God. Whatever mail you received is just a mail link to access the gift in God's Google Drive. It costs you nothing to acknowledge Him. And once again, I've only said things from my own perspective, which was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And trust me, I have no problem with you not acknowledging God for whatever gift He's gifted you with. You know, like you said, you know, it's cool. It's your life and don't nobody own your life with you. You know, cool. Your thoughts, fine. I'm fine with that. But what I know is your life means nothing without God. And that's the truth. Or maybe the reason why you feel everybody's life are going places and yours is sort of stuck is because you haven't checked your mail. So go check your mail. The earlier you recognize this, the faster you begin to unfold all God has in store for you. That's what I got for you, man. Have a great day.
It's the Teens Network Daytime Show.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Listen. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, 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 I'm blessed.
Let me holler at Uncle Charlie.
Thank God for another day. But it ain't no me eating
found another way. I know trouble all around, trying to tear us all down, but I got a thing covered every day above ground. Know the devil working day and night, but I look him in the eyes and you a damn lie. And I know I could've died in the nighttime. I'm still around because I hear word, not because I'm mad. And I'm up on the doing time, got a message for you. Might be stressing now, but there's some blessing coming. And when it do, through all the party and the nonsense, just take some time to thank God for what he done. When the ponder you run with, come with them negative comments, trying to get you to do something, you better not follow them down as I swear, I declare, so my power in prayer. You had no idea, God is all right here. I'm blessed,
yeah.
You're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show. Lots of people ask me, why Mila's Diary? Why Mila's Diary? Okay. I remember the day I thought of owning a blog. Yeah, quite frightening, I must say. My thoughts wandered far from all the processing and all the processing, and then far away from happy. And the fear of having a whole project in place without any audience at all, except me, which is, yeah, me, overwhelmed me. And then all thoughts of ever starting a blog died that very same day. And then one day, I wrote a chapter, first chapter of Echoes. And then the passion and then the fire that came out from it was enough to convince me that this is really what I want to do. So that day I said to myself, I'm going to tell stories of hope and God. Yeah. I'm going to become a voice for the voiceless. And I want to serve as a senior to help people heal, like to unravel that pains that follow us like a shadow and help people heal. So I want to tell a story of hope. I want to tell a story of love. I want to tell a story of you. And of course, of me. Yeah.
Even with your own story, you have the ability to save and change other people's lives. They want to be the next to share yours on the Teens Network Daytime Show. Tell us your story today. 08099565000.
You're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show.
First, we'll be starting with the current issue faced all over the world, because this one is general. It's a general issue, and basically we'll base the topic on the Nigerian reaction towards the alarming increase in the spread of this so-called coronavirus, which is called COVID-19. I think I got that correctly, Adejare.
Yeah.
So let me start by introducing my lovely guest here. Being part of the panelist section, you can actually register on our website to be part of this. So I will have to introduce my first guest by my right hand side, Mr. Joseph Vincent, a student of University of Lagos, yes, UNILAG, studying business administration. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's great having you on the show.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You look like a shy person, don't talk too much. So let me move to the next person. I have with me Michael Olumodeji, a student of Olabisi Onabanjo University, studying economics, 300 level student. It's great having you on the show today.
Thank you so much.
And the only, I call him Mr. Cute, because he is just up and doing. And the last but not the least, Mr. Adejare Emmanuel, a student of University of Lagos studying economics. I think we have a lot of economists. This economics here, which I'm also economics student though. So yeah, not the only one. So it's great having you on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with our first topic. We want to talk about the global issue, that's the coronavirus. Now we want to focus more on the Nigeria reaction to the alarming increase in the spread of this so-called coronavirus, called COVID-19. So starting with Mr. Adejare, what do you want to say about the coronavirus first?
I think the first case was recorded sometimes lately last month.
Yeah,
and generally Nigerians are a group of always scared people. We get so scared that...
Are we scared?
Yeah, we are. And it's always obvious.
Even, I feel like even, we don't take things serious.
Yeah, we don't. But then we get so scared that it's even obvious in our daily activities, in our businesses. Immediately the COVID-19 got into Nigeria, the Nigerian stock exchange just came so down. Like,
yeah.
The market just went so bridge. Like, what's happening? Nobody wants to invest. And even in the international market, the silk route, they're not doing so well, all because of the COVID-19, and but yes, you're still struggling with it. I'm still looking like
that's why you see Nigerian people selling hand sanitizer. That was
Stuff is even so scarce right now.
And I'm like, what's
even scarce?
Are they trying to say okay, the demand,
definitely,
the solution, the price for the solution.
We always want to look for an advantage in all situations. People want to make money when there's issue. I don't know. You want to say something, Joseph, right?
Basically, regarding this COVID-19, like, from my own personal view, like you said, I'm really scared, kind of,
You look scary.
it's frightening, kind of, not scary. So, since the outbreak, on a personal view, I've been questioning the way we look people, do you understand? Because right now, everybody is a threat.
Yeah.
Right. And just like Sunday, I was opportune to seek someone that I've been expecting to shake for a really long time. But mainly approaching, you know what he did? We were like, sorry, wait. Using legs too. I was really stunned.
You know, that's one thing about Nigeria. Like, we don't take things serious.
But then
we are scared. Yeah. I think during that time, there was a lot of viral videos on social media showing pictures of people trying to greet themselves with legs just like Joseph as earlier mentioned, and some even say, don't come near me, if you touch me I will change my clothes. So imagine somebody going to work just because somebody sneezes to your body or close to you or touch you, you decide to go back home and change. Some even pack extra t-shirts to work. Are you kidding? Isn't that serious, Michael?
I will let put it. Nigerians are always scared when it comes to disease and what kind of virus we see. But in the case of this COVID-19, I really, really don't see people being scared. Because you said you don't see everybody laughing about it.
Before you finish, you are not scared.
No, I'm actually not.
When you heard about it, you were not scared.
When I heard about it, I wasn't as scared as when Ebola virus came out.
Okay.
You understand? You can compare. If you compare, if you actually grade it, you see that it's the level of insecurity is actually not as that of. So everybody just take it as, man, as of this morning someone said, madam, I'm sorry I'm saying this in Yoruba, it says don't mind them, that it's not in Nigeria,
exactly.
That it just brought it, that it doesn't want us to get scared or something. People don't really take it serious, understand? But it's not that we're not scared, but the level of insecurity about COVID-19 in Nigeria is not as high. You just find it as an opportunity to just exploit people and get more money, understand? So I don't really see
I think we are less scared because we're able to tackle Ebola so quickly, and we have this confidence that COVID-19 is a small thing.
Ebola did not kill us, is it COVID-19?
Although we have that fear, but then we've contained Ebola, so COVID-19.
Funny enough, not even every Nigerian knows about this, this coronavirus. Because the ignorance, it's just there. Nigerians, we just have that. I'm sure if I ask some students, have you heard about coronavirus? What's coronavirus? They don't even know what coronavirus is. But I believe this has actually make majority of the Nigerians alert and pay attention to cleanliness and their hygiene. You see some people now clean their environment, wash their hands regularly, even get decide to get hand sanitizer. You see a lot of people that don't even have handkerchief before. They now have some even have said, some even go with a pack of tissue paper just to keep
face wipe, hand wipe.
You see, that's what they need to do. That's what they need to
do. So I think I heard they found a cure to coronavirus, right? I think because I read it somewhere that they said it's chloroquine or something.
Oh, that was that was Nigeria. Nigeria actually said it was chloroquine. But from Israel, they said they have another kind of a scientist from Israel who is a Nigerian said actually coronavirus can't survive a certain temperature from the body. So when you start feeling feverish, you should cover yourself with blanket so that the body can produce more internal heat, and you should drink a lot of water and those kind of things. But to me, even the word health organization has not yet come out with one cure.
The question is, how early do you know that this thing is actually wrong with you? You understand? So it's not about all the things that you've actually mentioned. Now, it's possible for me to have fever and don't take it lightly and believe that it's coronavirus or it's COVID-19 that is wrong with me. Maybe I just have fever. It's a normal thing. There is all this herbal drink. I'll go and get this. No, is it true that I'll quickly drink it and I'll forget that it's fever?
My boss actually said, like, this virus is something, like, let's just imagine it didn't happen outside the country. It just happened in Nigeria. So they think it's so small. And those Yorubas, all those Abalis, Yoruba, they sell all those things. They could find a cure to this thing. But then, you know, outside the country, they just give it a big name. And they just make you look like, oh my God, this is very huge. And start panicking and then stuff like that.
I just pray we... Just like Mikey has said, there is a cure to it, and we just pray it's the real cure. It's the real cure because we can imagine how many people all over the world talking about China, talking about other countries, the deaths, and even the confirmed cases. Let me mention some. We have South Korea. We have 12 people that are dead. Same as Japan, having 4. Taiwan having 1. Then Iran, that's 19. Philippines, that's 1, France, 2, and the confirmed cases we have in China, we have 78,190. Are you kidding me? Chinese are actually more than Nigerians. So imagine how many people that are
every second or every minute of the day,
every day. And the funny thing is airborne. That means it's contagious. Because we all breathe in here. I mean, who did not do that? Even while sitting, you're breathing. You get so.
Maybe you
are. It's not possible. So it's contagious, and whatever thing that is airborne, we all breathe in air. We all take in air. So it is easier spread.
Yeah, it's good. And they also mentioned avoiding touching your nose and your face.
Yeah, like keep washing your hands before you.
And one very unfortunate thing about the COVID-19 is it takes time before the symptoms begin to show. So by the time you get to know, you're already down. So that's just one very unfortunate thing. We just hope and pray that we're not left alone by God.
But let's talk about the protection now. Now, we've heard of a lot of things, a lot of protection for coronavirus.
Yeah.
I think the first one is washing of hands, wash your hands often with soap and water for at least, I think, 20 seconds. That means we carry water. But that's why hand sanitizer is
actually better. Sanitizer is now so scarce.
It's not scarce.
And if you manage to see one, it's so expensive.
Wow.
Actually, you know Nigerians are
very
supply. Are you kidding? Because of
very
demand.
Scarce. From 500 to 1.5.
I actually saw a guy yesterday. The guy ordered it from DHL and then he was standing behind the car. You know, he's in bulk in the DHL, whatever other stuff. So he's standing at the bus stop, removed the one. I looked at him and was like, okay, this guy is selling a sanitizer at the bus stop.
Last week I heard, I think the biggest is now up for 8,500.
The biggest.
And if you know the price they are selling that thing for, how many of us know that there's even something called
that? Not until Hebola, I never heard there was anything called that.
And also, they said 20 seconds might sound so very long. So they told you, they said, you know, you can play song, and you can just sing any freestyle song in your head for 20 seconds. It's why you keep watching your head. That will help.
The second is avoid touching your eyes, your nose, and mouth with unwashed hands.
Oh,
nobody should touch me. Don't touch me.
Yeah, see,
so, how will I do that? Don't touch me. So, for my, the third one is cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash bin. So even if you want to, sneeze, it's always like this, or your hands. It's not like sneeze. Kidding me. And you definitely want to shake someone, and also just need to. We're not saying anybody have it, but we just want to be hygienic and prevent.
Do you know that it's not only the sanitizer that is so scarce now, even the nose cover.
Exactly. That's exactly what I want to mention.
So scarce and expensive now.
Yes.
And avoid close contact with people who are sick. Close contact.
How do you know if I'm sick?
You will tell me. We are very close. You will tell me. I will know. I definitely know that you're sick. So I will definitely know. And clean and disinfect frequently. Touch objects and surfaces. That means table, always clean it.
Exactly.
Always just disinfect it. And stay home when you're sick. Stay home when you're sick. Very important. Let's say it looks like I'm teaching already. So that's just for coronavirus protection.
Yes.
You get. So we start doing orientation. What is it? Orientation. We're gonna be go around the streets, cities.
Okay.
I and Adoja, we will do it together.
Certainly not me.
Let's take a break. We will be back.
Keep listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show. Got a question to ask the crew? Tweet us at @imTTNSTV using the hashtag AskTheCrew.
There are over 380 websites going online every minute of every day. Is your business website one of them? At Mural Technologies, we build websites and apps that translate your brand and turn visitors into customers. Shoot us an email on hello@mirrortech.xyz or call +234 901 294 8101.
You're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show. Cooking isn't just a skill, it's a life lesson that teaches teens to eat better. Are you a teen chef? Do you bring the family together each week with your solid home cooking? Or you think you've got those weird twists and dishes? Tell us your story today at imttnstv.com or text +234 80 9956 5000.
Stay you are, stay you are, stay. me. Stay you are, stay you are, stay you are, stay you with me.
Welcome back.
Okay, that's the second one is, this is very, very important. And let me read the question first. Now, the neglect of the younger ones as the adults are busy fighting life obstacles. Now, basically what it means is, what are the consequence, challenges and issues, really reason for younger ones being left out, not being attended to, while their adults are fighting life obstacles. Now, adults can actually refer to parents, guardians, elder siblings,
yes,
and all. And the life, fighting life obstacles, so to say, is maybe some of them are actually going to work and all of that. Basically, we know all the life obstacles. Some of us, some of us even have parents that are still going to school. So what are the challenges? What are the challenges that we feel that younger ones are actually can have when they don't have their elder ones paying attention to them or being looked out for them? Now, this is a serious one. You're looking serious already. So let me start by saying, Michael, can you throw up your own opinion about it?
Alright.
Imagine it too. When you were small.
When I was small.
And you are still young, man.
Like when I was small.
You are still young.
When I was small. When I was small. First, I'll ask myself, what are the obstacles being faced by our adults today? I was researching yesterday and I found out that they have financial obstacles, they have peer pressure obstacles, family pressure obstacles, they have educational obstacles, they even have time obstacles.
Yeah.
And when I was just trying to just even look upon what are the consequences on kids, I found out that we have psychological issues where you say that your kids somehow they don't fit within their peer group. They don't know how to communicate with their peer group there. That's when you start seeing teenagers or kids, little children having issues with how to talk with their friends or how to play within their friends or how they can actually express themselves, you know. We have another issue of being of child abuse where you see that they are sexually being molested because
you don't even know because some of the parents don't know that their children are being molested.
Because yes, that's the issue, because you don't have the time. When you imagine I think I heard of a story where a girl just started her menstruation, and a young girl, I think she started her menstruation when she was 12 or 13, a close friend of mine. And when she started, she was waiting for her mom to come. Her mom always come late and she's fast asleep. And when the mom wake up, it's time for school. So she went to meet her neighbor and asked the neighbor, that's her uncle, I don't understand what's happening to me.
Uncle.
Wow. So uncle I decided to take the role of the parent, you know, from there, you know what's up. And child became an addict to sex. She couldn't do a day without sex, and that she used Dido and this, you see, and other things that are I can't even see kids going into crimes, like unhealthy things like smoking, just to take their mind off things they are about to express to the parent. There's no time because their dad is busy trying to get the money for the best. Because most of the time, our parents don't. Sometimes these obstacles are being caused by our parents themselves. Yes, they are not necessary sometimes. Like trying to give your child the best school when they are already in a good school.
So you are saying like, if your child doesn't have a good upbringing, the blame goes to the parents or the guardian?
Let's say 60% goes, the blame goes to the parents.
So 6%, that's your 60. 60.
Yes.
So the 40 is to the
Child.
To the child.
Yes, the Yoruba has Yoruba says another that. So like he said, toba komo. Abi, they teach a child, the child will be teach himself. You understand? So, based on research, right? It says a child from childhood, when he's been born, so like an age of 9 to 10 years, need at least 90% of their parent attention. So it means at that age, the parent needs to follow that kid back to back. Do you understand? Back to back. It means even though after breastfeeding, you still have another stage. Like after you feed the child with necessary nutrients, you still have the duty of actually teaching him what are the morals, things you need to do. You know, talk to them, let them open up to you. You understand? I don't know. There's anybody?
I think you're actually right. Now the first thing, when we talk about foundation of a child, that's the family. The parents is very, very, building a relationship with your child is very important. That's like a foundation.
Yeah.
It's not like there's no any child, the foundation is just the family. You get the parents, the relationship, and it's very important. Any child that doesn't have a good relationship with their parents definitely becomes, you understand what I mean. So basically, relationship with your child is very, very important. It's very important. So let's talk about in a situation whereby a child didn't grow up having the parents' presence, the parents' attention, even while he or she is still going to school and all, do you think what challenges do you think the child can actually go face, and how can he or she overcome it? Let's start from Joseph.
This is a really tough topic. Just a partner, but it's very tough. Well, I think on the aspect of 60% going to prayer, I really think I can boost that very one. But I believe.
Is that your country
actually bring up this point.
In a country like Nigeria now, yes, now I do believe that most anything negativity has to be from Nigeria. Not because we created it ourselves, but the leaders ourselves. So I believe that 60-70% should be the government. Because if probably there's a better job or better activities out there that a parent can engage in and bring more returns to the family, I think that sure Saturday and Sunday shouldn't be.
You said the government, right? You said the government. Sorry, I'm very sorry. But you know the government itself started from somewhere, which is a family.
Yes.
And so those who are leading are part of a family. The society you're in started from a family. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So the basis of every society, now the problem of every Nigerian or of Nigeria itself, is started from a family or started from the families.
Yes.
Do you understand? So if you say 70% come from the government, who are the government? Government are also the parent of somebody.
Yes.
Do you understand? So it is what the parent has, what the parent has passed on to those people in power, is what has been acting, is what we see today. Do you understand? You can't imagine someone who don't have a parent, because when you don't have parents, sometimes you have the issue of not being able to know what love really means. Some people,
exactly.
Some people have issues of what love really means. You can't tell people that they can't tell you what love is. They don't say anything. They call it love.
Even love themselves.
They don't even love themselves.
Enough.
That's why you see the tout. You see all these people. You can kill and do anything just to have money. So it started from somewhere. You understand? So imagine if you have. I'm not saying our government don't love us or anything. Imagine if we are being ruled by someone who doesn't even love himself. Because he had issue with his parents. Maybe his dad gave birth and neglected him, or his mom ran away, and you know life was so unfair, and dad never had his time. And after struggling from year to day, advice from this, from that, from this. You know, if you don't teach your child, the community will teach your child.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So it starts from the parent himself.
Let me throw a question to Joseph. Do you think if you, let's say in the next, so to say, 6 years, you have your own kids,
okay,
your own children.
Before.
Okay, 3 years. You have your own kids. Don't be deceived by the years. Okay, let's say in the next few years, you get married and you have your kids. Do you think the government will help you train your own child?
Not really. But the country is mine.
It's yes or no. Don't come and. But will the government help you train your child?
No.
Definitely.
You have to create that.
So the government's responsibility is actually different from your own responsibility. See, every one of us has our own responsibility to take. Even as a father, you have your own responsibility. As a mother, you have your own responsibility. And the moment you don't do it, the moment you fail at your own responsibility, nobody will help you correct it.
Okay, I think to buttress my point, what are the basic necessities of life? One, clothing,
shelter.
Fine. Now, how do we get that? That's a big question, right? Together, we can't provide without working, or you have to engage yourself into illicit activities. And to have that better life, what can we do? Doing your humble work, and what are the works out there now? There are works that you can. In fact, the amount of time they put in working doesn't even yield quality financial aspect. But talking about return now. So that I put the blame on in the blame of government. If you understand? Because I believe no parent would like to say, I don't want to spend time with my kids or children.
Do you think no parent will want to do
that?
Okay.
I think you might be wrong there. There are just some issues I don't want us to bring the government into.
Yeah.
You see, I believe that for this world to be a better place, a lot of constitution has to go into the family. Yeah, lots of you see, this has become a trend already. So I don't blame the parents, I don't blame the government, and I don't blame the young ones. So you ask me, who do I blame? I don't know. Why? Because our parents were once young. Never can tell if they are still suffering, even while they are our parents, if they are still suffering from the effects of neglect they suffered, even while they were young. Now, if they were faced with these challenges, how then will you expect them to carry us along while they are facing their own challenges? Yeah, aside that, we have obstacles. They have theirs, they are still suffering from the neglect, and they have to provide for we that have their children financially, now even emotionally. And if they fail in any of these aspects, we still go back to blame them. So I don't want us to blame them, because they are human beings. We are not even sure if they love themselves enough to share the love with us.
If you see a child doing the wrong thing, okay, maybe going into cybercrime or something, will you say because the child didn't train himself or didn't have a good upbringing or something, or faced with peer pressure or something? You know, there are certain factors that are.
Yeah.
But you know, if your parent, if your parents actually perform, let's say 20% of their
responsibility,
even if the child, see, there's a difference. If a child make a mistake, it's possible for the child to know that this mistake I make is actually wrong and I can still rectify it. Or but definitely realize that what I'm doing is actually wrong. But there's a different thing for a child not to know that what I'm even doing is wrong. That's what I'm saying, the relationship. I'm not putting the blame. I'm just saying every one of us have our own responsibility to perform. If a child, like, I didn't stay with my parents, I stayed with my aunt. And even with that, with her busy schedule, she still had time to actually still train me. At a certain, from age 0 to 5, you still need to pay attention to your child.
Of course.
You are not supposed to. So even if it will get to a certain age whereby your parents will now leave you and say, okay, whichever one you want to do, I have work, I have other things to actually do, that they may not actually even have the time for you again. But at the foundation, that's the foundation. They need to have time for you. At that time, you need to know what's wrong or right. Even if you'll be left, we all have our own personal issues and personal things that we are doing, and when we are doing, we know that, oh, this is what I'm doing that is wrong. Even if we don't tell anybody that it's wrong or right, I know that what I'm doing, is it right or wrong? I ask myself before I do it. You get it? So we need to, if they don't perform their own responsibility at a certain age, then definitely the child may miss it, or they are to be blamed for your child making certain mistakes.
Can I actually add to what she said? I want to just ask you a question. If you give it to like your parents didn't teach you and treat you right, no, will you, in your heart, won't you propose like it's normal? Because will you say, okay, because my parents didn't treat me right, that when I give it, I won't treat my parents right, my own teach my own children right?
Of course not.
So now I'm not that I'm blaming the parent right now, okay? What I'm just saying is, since most of the parents, like you said, maybe they don't love themselves enough, right? In other, because they only say that the desire of every parent for their child is to see their child grow be better than them, right?
Every responsible parent
better than them, right? So it means if every parent who will be deemed to be responsible parent, it means if their parent didn't treat them well, it means they in their heart should propose not to treat their own children right. Because their parent didn't treat them right doesn't mean you shouldn't have time for your own children. Okay. You understand? And some parents need to understand that.
That's
everything
where
is
mindset comes in.
You can't give what you don't have.
Yeah. You can't give what you don't have.
You have to try to become better so that you can train whoever
Okay, do you want to tell me that once you see something that is bad, you don't know it's bad?
Some people don't actually know that it's bad. Now we're talking about, we didn't put
what
a specific,
know,
in this question,
now
let's go back to the question. It's not that there's actually a age group for younger ones, you get. All we know is starting from people that are young. And I believe we are still young, every one of us here.
Of course,
if we have anybody that is 70 here, even 70 going still young. Definitely people are young and we are still young.
Yeah.
And there are certain decisions that we make that we feel like we are left alone to actually make the right decision.
Sure.
To make, even when I'm in school, I want to do certain things. I want to go to party. I'm deciding, should I go or not to go? Nobody's making that decision for me.
Yeah.
But me, I'm saying when there's time, there's certain time whereby you need to train your child to a level whereby, how many factors do we have that can actually influence a child? We have school, we have the government, we have the society, we have our parents.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have social media. We have the are you kidding
media,
me? So
right?
There are a lot of means that a child can actually learn certain things. So
we
what
have,
are the school doing?
We have
our what thoughts. We have our own decision to even make. We have mindset. Our mindset that is so powerful that we decide, we make decision on our own. If the school are not doing anything, if the parents are not doing anything, if the governments are not doing, what is the society even doing? The environment we stay, we live in, who are the people that we are surrounded with? So all these factors are things that are actually up. It's possible for a child not to have, I have no people that don't have parents at all. And they are successful and they are doing the right thing. That's another thing. Now, these people may actually be influenced by social media, what they watch, what they listen to, what the friends they are surrounded with. Are you with me? Or some of them have a mentor, a role model, or they went to a church and they were taught or they were ministered to, so to say, and they be like, okay, I want to work with God, and they win souls and all of that. So I'm saying there are a lot of factors actually, but the main thing is when if all these factors perform their duty, what is the society doing? What kind of music do we listen?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of movie do we watch? What kind of friends do we move with?
What are
our parents doing? What are the guardians doing? And even we ourselves, what is our decision? What do we want to do? It's not about motivating. There's level at which motivation will work.
Yeah.
You yourself need to make decisions. So the necklace is, there are a lot of challenges that they are facing. Some of our parents do not even tell us what they are facing.
Well, I think we are growing now, and we know our left from our right. And that's the most important thing. We are at a stage in our lives where we can no longer wait upon our parents to do certain things for us. We know what is right, we know what is wrong. So I feel like we should stop waiting upon our parents. Yeah, we should not even bring the government into the issue. Because government has its own issue that is still battling with. So I just hope God will help us and take the right decisions.
I also hope that the society itself changes, it, like reorientate itself, you know. Because really, what is out there, like in that, I don't know. I just pray it.
Joseph, you want to say something to it?
Well, you have to be touched. I just believe God
Who's a pastor?
Pastor.
God. All things are possible.
And to our parents too, they should know that everything is not about the money. Sometimes we children they being around for us is like more than enough for us. So they should also have our time, even though if they're trying to get the money to take care of our younger ones or something, they should also know that having our time is very, very important.
Thank you very much for that, Michael. I think you want to end this section for us.
Well, I really don't have anything to say. But in closing, I'd like to thank everyone for coming. I'd like to thank my Michael, right?
Yes.
I'd like to thank Joseph and Mr. Sorry.
And like, before we end it, we have a shout out to one of our crew members. Our amazing. We
actually, it was a birthday on
March
4th.
Yeah, on Wednesday. March. And we want to do a nice shout out for to her. She has been amazing. Working with her for the years has been awesome. She's fantastic. She's fabulous. She's incredible. She's intelligent and well doing. So we love you and we wish you happy birthday. This is
happy
your
birthday.
Month. Just
happy
keep
birthday.
Excelling. We keep doing you. Well. We love you.
Think, be the first to out yourself, I always think, because, you know, there's no end to the hypocrisy of the human heart.
It's 5 a.m. and I'm on the radio. I'm supposed to call you, but I don't know what to say at all. And there's this girl, she wants me to take her home. She don't really love me though, I'm just on the radio. And I'm not gonna tell you that I'm over it, 'cause I think about it every night, I'm not sobering. I know I keep these feelings to myself, like I don't need nobody else. But you're not the only one on my mind. If I'm being honest, I'm so far away from you, I don't wanna let you down. What am I supposed to do? It's been 3 weeks at least now since I've been gone, and I don't even like the road, I'm just on the radio. And I'm not gonna tell you that I'm over it, 'cause I think about it every night, I'm not sobering. I know I keep these feelings to myself, like I don't need nobody else. But you're not the only one on my mind. Sobering, I know I keep these feelings to myself, like I don't need nobody else. But you're not the only one on my mind. If I'm being honest.
Huh!
You're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show.
What's up, my brothers and sisters? This is Kevin Bishop from Orlando, Florida, and you're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show, changing lives one conversation at a time.
Majority of the things that I talk about in the morning are the things that I've been through as a kid, from the dirt, you know, a kid who had nothing. Just grew up to a teen before I finally, you know, discovered that God gave me to do things. And I told myself, you know what? No matter what happens, and I keep encouraging people, because for me, man, it took me some time to distinguish my talent to my gift. And this is an honest to God truth, man. Before I finally understood my talent to my gift, all I did then was to pursue my talent that I thought was my calling, but I was wrong. So now see, I need to help you understand this clearly and take me as an example. The talent that I've naturally developed a strong and compelling emotion for is I'm creative as graphics design. That's my career and I get paid for that. So listen to me. Your talent is what you're paid for and your gift is what you're made for. Well, I got that from Steve Harvey. And for me, well, it took me some minutes to finally realize that my talent is closely tied to my gift. And I've learned that my actual gift is I can take anything, look it up, and immediately transform it with my creative side. When I was younger, I thought my real gift was just being creative at graphics. But as I've gotten older, I discovered that I could diversify my gift, that I can also take my creative side to using it in reaching out to the younger generation, that I can use my creative side to create a world where dreams are still possible. And actualization is still a reality. And that's why we have a show now, man. I'm still doing my thing. That's my gift, man. So, for me, God didn't stop at making me creative at just graphics design. But He also made this for a calling, for a purpose. And what's my message for today? Don't just assume that there is only one way to exploring your talent. You know, most teens and most grown-up make the same mistake that I made. Because I spend most of my time pursuing my talent and not my God-given gift. Because I thought pursuing my gift makes the whole thing boring. But to transform that, little did I know that my talent was closely tied to my gift. And are you yet to discover your God-given gift? Are you ready to do something right? I recommend you make a list. Yeah. Make a list of the things you know how to do. I mean everything. And we'll just take it up right from there the next time you listen to the show. All right?
The Teens Network Daytime Show on radio is proudly taped and produced with love from Fire Radio Network. Any unauthorized duplication or distribution may result in civil liability or criminal prosecution. Need to learn more about the show? Head over to @mttnstv.com. You're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show.